Anyways, today's 12-minute talk, John, is about 6mm arc. We haven't done one in a minute.
6mm arc. Is it over for 6mm arc? And like, 22 arc, you know? So we look at the camera, and you're going to move your mouth like the you know, Westerns where they translated it. You ready? I'm gonna talk for you. Hey, you. Are you subscribed to the Texas Predator Hunting podcast? You're watching this and not subscribed? Be sure to hit down below and make sure to check the bell for notifications.
Bing.
We see you not subscribed in our comment section. We're going to start harassing you. All right, now you can go.
Oh, my God. Anyways, it's been a minute since we talked about 6mm arc. I'm like that kid in the meme. I'm about to explode. But I promised everyone that this summer would be the summer of the gas systems on the 6mm arc. We'd deep dive into everything else. I have gotten started, and I will tell you, I find it highly annoying, but I have learned a few things. And I figured I'd check in on that. It's kind of, there's so many people always asking about this, so I'm just going to do a little check-in every once in a while until I'm ready for the full kit and caboodle. The full shebang, the full podcast about gas systems on the 6 arc and all that stuff. But initial findings, figured I'd go ahead and share those for a 12-minute talk and let people know. So, first things first, when someone asked me, how do I tame the annoying-ass gas situation with a 6mm arc? Insert 5 million people yelling from the rooftops about goddamn gas port size. Or insert some other sort of irrelevant shit for after the fact purchasers. Meaning, if you already have the rifle, it's a little bit late to worry about
what. Not only that, like how often do you actually get the opportunity? Oh, yeah, I want to order my barrel with a 0.054 gas block, you know, gas port.
Or the fact that, like, there's still a few companies out here that are kind of putting less than desirable gas lengths on the 6 arc.
Yeah,
that's still a thing. But at the end of the day, like, if you've already bought the barrel, then don't, like, okay, you have, that's what it is. Don't worry about it. And I will say this, one thing I've found, the best way to rectify the situation is load your own ammo or buy stuff from AllyMunitions.com. Oh, when it's in stock, because you guys buy it all out really fast. But anyways, let's pretend like that's not an option. Obviously, we'll never be able to produce such as fast or large quantities as Horty. So Horty's probably going to be like the most popular ammo for the 6mm arc. And you're just kind of stuck with their less than desirable ammo. I am a Horty fan, but again, it's just like any other major manufacturer. Like, they're making this shit to run. It's really that simple. So it's going to be overly gassed. That's just the way it is. So now, where a lot of people get torqued off on these 6mm arcs is they're going to run suppressed. You know, most people nowadays are becoming more and more civilized, especially with the quick turnarounds that have been happening. But what they do is they have insert generic suppressor. Insert all the hate, because I said generic suppressor. And it's gassy as fuck. Like, it's awful. And I will 100% agree. Like, it is freaking awful when you run it could be a great suppressor, but it's not a reduced back pressure can. It's just a regular can on a 6mm arc with factory Horty ammo. It is gassy as shit. It is awful. And the shorter the gas system, meaning not a rifle plus two, a rifle plus one. Like, again, it exists. It happens. Get over it. The shorter the gas is, the more gassy it's going to be. Like, it's going to be a gassy boy. It's going to be very unpleasant to shoot, and it's going to make your system dirty as shit, meaning it's going to require more cleaning more often. The first thing you could do is buy a zero back pressure or close to back pressure suppressor. There are a lot of options on the market. I'm well aware of this. I don't have all of them. I don't have any intentions on owning all of them. If something new comes out, we tend to jump into it and buy it for testing and what have you. But currently, my favorite, you've all heard me say this, and the easiest solution for the 6mm arc gas situation for running factory ammo is a flow-through style suppressor. That's it. Our current favorite is the Huxworks 762 Ti. But again, I know there's more new ones available. I don't have any yet. Calm down. But again, easiest, best solution, a flow-through style suppressor. It doesn't matter what buffer weights, what BCG, what gas system length, all that shit aside. Like, doesn't matter on all that. If you have a flow-through style suppressor, it's going to alleviate a lot of that problem. It's going to make your system run a lot cleaner. It's going to be a lot more pleasant to shoot. But still, when you take some of these factory six arcs, even with a flow-through style suppressor on it, it's not going to be appropriately tuned, especially, and again, the shorter gas systems. And I'm not getting into the port sizes on this, but that's going to be a full podcast. And also, I still have a bunch of barrels to measure. That's just something new I've started doing, is measuring gas port sizes and all that shit. Whatever. I'm not getting into gas port size.
Oh, actually.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that have varying opinions on this, and, you know, it's whatever, but maybe they should take their opinions and go to the manufacturers of said barrels. It's like, you should really take a look at this. But anyways, I'm gonna strictly keep it to, like, things that you can control. I mean, I guess you can control the gas port size by the barrel you buy, but sometimes you just buy a barrel because you want a goddamn caliber, and you put the math together, and you're like, ah! And then you start looking into it, and you hear all this shit on the land about gas port size. You're like, what am I going to do? You know. Again, we're not getting a gas port size, but again, the easiest and best go is a flow-through style suppressor, and even with factory ammo, you're still going to have some gunk in your face. My next, I'm going to say must have, because, okay, so in my opinion, every little bit helps in this particular circumstance. Like, this is my biggest complaint about ARs, is when you go suppress, as you should if you're a civilized human being, it introduces new issues into the system. Now, sometimes, especially like on 223s and 506, that's pretty easy to iron out. It's a much smaller cartridge case capacity. It's much less powder. Remember, every little thing helps, and I'm going to say my next upgrade. Even if you have what you feel to be a pretty well-tuned system, I'm still going to recommend some sort of gas-cutting charging handle. It seems as if it's minimal amounts of improvement, but it is an improvement nonetheless, because if you really start watching slow-motion videos on this particular subject, there is gas leaking here at the bottom of the charging handle. So any little thing helps. Remember, we're going to remove a lot of the back pressure situation and gas coming back with a flow-through style suppressor. If we can take a scotch, I mean, just a small amount more out of my face with a charge handle, it's worth it. And most of the time, some of these manufacturers are getting better about giving you a quality charge handle, but most of the time, you're going to get some generic charging handle that's not worth a shit. So that's an easy upgrade. My current favorite, and it's also the only one I have, I have like a gazillion of them at this point, is the Radian, what's it called, John? Radian SD, whatever the shit. They're Radian's gas defeating charging handle. How about that? I have a bunch of those. There's a lot more out on the market. I haven't tried yet. I don't really care. Again, it's going to be a micro amount better, but it's worth it in my opinion. Because again, if you watch the slow motion footage, a lot of that gas that's coming back in your eyes and shit is coming from the charging handle, the bottom side of the charging handle. So we have our flow through suppressor, we have our charge handle. What's next? It depends on who you talk to. I myself would like to see a adjustable gas block. Spare me the comments about properly tuning, all that bullshit. I don't care. You know what? Make everything adjustable, because then you can really fine tune shit. And I like, again, spare me the bullshit in the comments. I haven't tested them all, but I am currently lacking the Superlative Arms adjustable boat carriers. I mean, adjustable boat carriers, adjustable gas blocks, because you could either cut them off or open them up just like a standard adjustable gas block. Or you can go into the relief. I don't know what the terminology escapes me. Basically, you can open it up to where it shoots out excess gas. I like having that option, that so much adjustability. Now, I haven't had any mess up, but also clean my firearms quite often. Like, I take care of my shit. And that's been the one thing I've heard about superlative is the fact that once they carbon up, like, they're bad. I'm just like, well, clean it more often. I don't know what to tell you there. But, and there are more options available on the market. And by this summer, maybe I'll be into testing some more of those options. But superlative arms, I like them because they have so many different options as far as sizes, styles, meaning set screw or clamp on them. Because sometimes you get barrels that aren't dimpled, and you don't feel like dimpling, you can do a set screw. And if you do it right, it's going to stay on. It's going to be fine. But whatever. I'm not going to get into that argument. But, you know. But anyways, again, even if you determine throughout your system everything's running as it should, and you like the way it's running, and you actually just leave the adjustment on the gas plug open, it's fine. You still have the ability to adjust that at will if you want to run a different kind of ammo. If you get in a totally different climate that this platform ceases to run, it'll be way easier to just adjust the gas block and maybe increase the pressure that's going in the system or decrease the pressure that's going in the system than having to just, oh, my rifle's down. So just, you know, keep that in mind. But again, having an adjustable gas block, I have seen some major benefits to doing that on some of these 6Rs. Again, I'm getting into like the nitty-gritty fine-tuning these platforms. But anyways, my next thing and my final thing, which is pretty much the entire system, I'm not going to get boat carriers yet because I still have a lot of testing to do on boat carriers. I will say having different buffer weights has been a bit of a game changer as it pertains to fine-tuning the recoil impulse, because I can get these things shooting pretty pleasant off of running a flow-through style suppressor and an adjustable gas block. But then, like, again, coming from, you know, primarily as a boat gun snob, getting back into ARs, everybody knows the story, all that bullshit. Like, my biggest complaint about the 6ARC has been with some of the factory rifles is they come with a standard H2 buffer weight and, you know, generic spring and all that shit, and it's on a carbine length buffer tube. The recoil impulse kind of sucks on some of them. So having a couple different weights and a couple different spring options, I have found so far that actually the braided wire armor spec is actually a fair amount quieter than your generic carbine spring. And I've been messing with a lot of different weights, and I find that most of my platforms I'm moving into, the ones that I still have carbine length buffer tubes, receiver extensions, whatever you want to call it, your people call it, John. I'm finding that I'm running a lot of H3 and H4s now, and it makes it much more pleasant to shoot on the recoil impulse. I just now got into the building a few rifles and swapping a few rifles over to the what's it called, John? The A5?
Yeah.
A5 buffer system, which allows you to essentially to run, it's a little bit longer buffer tube and or receiver extension. And it allows you to run a little bit heavier buffer weights. Now, I'm just now kind of breaching into that territory, testing it out. But I found that messing with different springs and messing with a little bit heavier buffer weights with the flow-through suppressor, with adjustable gas block, I'm finding that I'm really getting these things dialed in and tuned in to where they're very pleasant to shoot. Not only is it very reduced back pressure, it's more pleasant recoil impulse. But again, there's so much testing that has to be done that still yet to be done. And I'm keeping extensive notes on this. And once I concluded, or I feel as if I've concluded my testing, I will put out my notes and everything else, and we'll do a full podcast. And there's just so much shit available on the market as it pertains to aftermarket accessories to help with these problems. I just wanted to get this first little bit of information out there because I still have a bunch of people asking constantly. And currently, my go-to solution is, hey, if you're running a carbine length buffer tube, grab a couple heavier buffer weights. Get you an adjustable gas block. If you're going to pumped out for a flow through suppressor. They're really at home on the 6Rs. Get those three items. Then you might get an H3 and H4 buffer weight. You might play with some different springs and all that. You know, I know there's all the silent capture shit, and we'll get into that. I have a few guns with them on there. We'll get into that, deep dive it more. I'm just saying, like, the bare essential, charging handle, adjustable gas block, flow-through suppressor, buffer weights. Don't be afraid to, like, buy a couple buffer weights. Get your adjustable gas block. Get that thing installed properly. Get that charge handle. I'm telling you, the payoff at the end is a much more pleasant shooting rifle, and it's much further in between cleaning intervals. Am I over again?
Yeah.
Jesus. But anyways, that's pretty much it. I mean, again, this is just like a quick down dirty, like, because there are so many people constantly asking about this. And that's going to be, I've done enough testing already, which is quite a bit. That's going to be my recommendation. For now. Again, look, this summer, late this summer probably, before I get done with all this shit, is the full podcast. Totally break it down, our findings on all this shit. What's the best? What's last the best? What the appropriate gas port size is, blah, blah, whatever. That's pretty much it. We appreciate everybody watching. As John said, be sure and subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to go check out the other channel, Texas Predator Hunting. Our other YouTube channel. There's going to be a lot of videos that like coincide with the podcast. So, with that, we'll see you guys next time.